Carl the Jackal Frampton will have his IBF Super Bantamweight World title fight with the champion Kiko Martinez on the 6th of September. Carl and trainer Barry McGuigan are with us now. Let's start with you, Carl. Morning to you.
How you doing, Stephen?
Good morning, my old sparring partner. I'm sure your chin's still a bit sore.
A wee bit.
This is big for you, isn't it? And it's brilliant that it's going to be on home turf, Carl.
Yeah, it's great. I have to give the team a lot of credit for delivering this for me. People have to remember I'm the challenger in this fight. He's the champion, so it's pretty hard to get the champion to come to your backyard. But the ball's in my court now. We've got this fantastic venue. We're going to have 16,000 fans going nuts, and I think it's going to be a great night. Just not just for me, but for Belfast as well.
Extra pressure on you. I know boxers never like to admit this because you've got to sound super confident, and maybe you are. But the fact that it's at home, the reality is that's extra pressure on you. The expectation's bigger.
No, I'll admit that there is extra pressure. But if you look at my career, there's been pressure on me throughout, and I think that I perform best under pressure. And it's not going to bother me at all. If you watch me sparring, if there's two people in the gym or there's 20 people in the gym, I spar better when there's 20 people, you know. So I'm gonna be fine. I'll be able to cope and deal with the pressure.
How good is Martinez?
He's good. He's a good fighter. He's a world champion. He's an aggressive, come forward fighter. Can punch hard. But I've already beaten him. And in saying that, I'm not taking this fight lightly at all. But the last time we fought, I knocked him out in the ninth round. And he'll remember that. He'll have that in his head. He's never been hit that hard in his life. And no matter what he says, that's going to be in the back of his head somewhere. But I'm a better fighter now than when we fought the last time. And it's going to be the exact same result again.
Well, Barry, you're listening to this. Morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, well done. You're bringing this to the Titanic Quarter in Belfast. That'll be a huge gig. And how important is it for you to be able to bring this home?
It's been absolutely fantastic. And I have to take this opportunity to thank the First Minister, Peter Robinson, his Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, and the Northern Ireland Executive for helping me deliver this fight and, more importantly, deliver the venue, which is a spectacular, stunning venue in the shadow of the Harlan Wolf Cranes.
How did they help?
They helped me both financially and helped me get the actual venue, because we had to squeeze it in. We just heard before we came on air that the proms are on the following week, and Mike Edgar from the BBC have been all very helpful to help us squeeze in. We've got to get all our seats out in time so we don't disturb the proms the following week. But it's been very hard work to get it sorted out, and it couldn't have happened without the help from the First Minister, no doubt.
So this will be a specially built venue, will it, Barry?
We are a purpose-built venue. We're building an outdoor arena on what's called the Titanic paddock to the right-hand side of the slipways. It's a big tarmac area that was tarmacked especially for the Giro and the Tour of Ireland last year. It's a spectacular place. It's just looking right up at the cranes and the magnificent Titanic building on the right. And then we have Cave Hill and the Belfast Castle in the distance as well. It's absolutely couldn't be a better venue. It's Titanic Belfast. Carl Frampton is everything Belfast. It's extraordinary.
And what will it mean to Carl to have the home crowd there? What will the feeling be like? Can you put words to it?
Well, let me tell you something. There are certain fighters that are nervous and twitchy and get diminished by pressure. Frampton is the opposite. He loves pressure. He loves being fighting under the attention. He loves being put on the spot and being made to deliver. And he will have to deliver on September the 6th. This guy, if anything, has got better since Carl fought him last. He thinks that Carl hasn't improved, but he's making a big mistake because Carl has improved. It would be a spectacular fight, Stephen, because this guy can only fight one way, come at you either at a really fast pace or a constant pace. And we believe he will come straight at Carl. And Carl just loves fellas to come and fight with him. He loves guys that engage him. So it'll be a fantastic fight. There's no doubt about that. And however long it lasts, whether it lasts 6 rounds or lasts 12 rounds, it would be a spectacular fight.
Carl, when you were on the TV show with me just a few weeks ago, I know you brought out the scam of your wife expecting your second baby. The timing of that, will that be close to the fight?
No, she's about halfway now. She's pretty much 20 weeks. So the baby's not due until the 16th of November. So we have a bit of time, but it's one of them things. She's pregnant. I'm very, very happy. But I'll have time to, plenty of time in between, you know, to prepare for the baby coming along.
What a year for you though, Carl, if you think about all that's happening in your life this year.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. And, you know, it's for me to be crowned world champion at home in Belfast in this amazing venue, and a new daddy as well. It's going to be great. And my other daughter, Carla, she's actually coming to the fight. She's going to be the first time she's been at a fight. She's watched me spar and stuff before, and it's okay. She's not too bad with that. Yeah. So
you're a bit like myself. You've got enough of a taste for nice food. So that's all gone completely now, is it already or what?
Well, yeah, I get on a pretty strict diet for about 12 weeks, but no, I like good food, and but a lot of the food that I like isn't the food that I should be eating. But now it's pretty plain and simple, just good quality meats and veg, pretty much. So the pavlovas are out the window for now.
What's your message, finally, Barry, to the fans?
Well, we want as many people as possible to come out. The Ticketmaster have tickets on sale from Saturday, £40, £70, £100, and £150 ringside, plus a handling charge. We've delivered them at a very reasonable price, so we want as many people as possible to turn out, and it's going to be a fabulous night with a stellar undercard.
All right, Barry, thank you. Carl, we wish you all the very best. And make sure you do the business, mate. I'm going to try to be there, actually. And thanks very much for coming on this morning. Barry, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
All the very best.
Thank you very much. Morning. Bye-bye.
Right, Carl Frampton. Let's be proud of him on the night.